Okay, girls, give us some clucking. Come on, girls. All right, well, welcome to the squawk. This is Diana Stinn,
Jill Mann,
and we're here at the Phoenix Nest to bring you some updates about things that are going on this week and things we've noticed about homeschooling.
Shall we start with our wing feather? We'd like to thank some of our lovely teens, Morgan, Megan, Kina. Knew I'd get it wrong. They have been helping me move stuff in preparation for our ceremony out of the creation studio, and they've been baking cookies for the bake sale.
Yeah, those teens, you know, they can be really helpful when they choose to be. Right, girls? Alrighty, well, some of our other things, Jill was alluding to our ceremony. We're going to have a fun day on Thursday, and our fun day has all kinds of activities and events.
Oh, we have a Minute to Win It event. We have several games that Miss Kim and Miss Shelley are putting together for our younger groups, face painting, bake sale, book sale, and tables, all kinds of such.
In fact, actually, we have probably about 9 tables already booked, so that should give you a wide variety of resources and such to choose from. So that'll be really good. We also plan to have a little bouncy house, so it's not for the big teens. Sorry, guys. Just for the little guys. Right now, Owen Mann, Jill's son, is busy.
Diligently.
Very. Yeah, working like a little gopher.
Well, to thwart the gophers, he's filling gopher holes.
Yeah, so that nobody breaks a leg while we're having our 3-legged races and those kinds of things. So some other nest news. We are hoping to change the
lights.
Yeah, the lights in our gym. Right now, they're just fluorescent tubes, and we need some better lighting in there. So we've had a couple of electricians come out and give us a quote. If you know of anybody who might be willing to donate, the cost is going to be about $5,000 to change out the lights.
Or if you know someone who's an electrician who's willing to donate time.
Yahoo! That'd be great. Hey, listen, as we glance back through our tail feathers, Jill, what do you think about this year?
There have been moments it has flown by, like sitting here now. I can't believe it's gone by so fast. There was a couple moments through the year I thought it would never end and I wouldn't make it. But we're here now.
We are. So the year has gone by with tremendous speed. I mean, I think a bunch of us have been sort of saying, we can't believe it's June already. Probably you're saying the same thing about your homeschooling year as well. It always starts out a little bit on the rough side, but by the time June rolls around, we're always shocked and surprised that we made it this far. Speaking of summer and resources.
Summer garage sales. You can get lots and lots of resources for pennies sometimes. You know, cheap, 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 and you can try them out. You don't have to pay full price all the time.
Exactly. It's a great way. I know that when my daughter Megan was little, we bought hundreds of resources this way for 25 cents. And make sure you double check, because usually parents have paid, you know, $15, $20 for a resource. The child does 1 or 2 pages, and then it ends up in the garage sale pile. So don't overlook a resource just because a couple of pages have been used.
Whiteout is a beautiful thing.
Hey, Jill, this is our beak-off point. Do you have a complaint?
I do. I have a big complaint and a whine. I feel real whiny because I have a lack of plugs in the creation
studio. Lack of plugs?
I do! I want to plug things in. I want to make lights light. I want to make things bing, and I have no plug-ins. So, you know, with that whole electrician thing, if someone knows one, you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
I understand you also had some funny things happen at your house. So Jill and I both homeschool our own children. And so our next sort of little section is called Fledgling Funnies. Jill, tell us about your visitor, George.
George the deer spent 2 nights and several days at our house coming and going and enjoying the, you know, buffet fare that was laid out for him. But when he first arrived, we were concerned about, you know, what do you do about a deer in your yard in the middle of Calgary? And we had not had a great experience with a neighbor's deer who, you know, was wandering through and sadly had to be destroyed by the city police. And they, you know, they did it very safely. It was on a major street. They were very concerned. So, you know, nothing bad about them.
But what did Owen say?
They We wanted to know what the protocol for getting the deer taken care of, or do we need to do anything? And Owen was like, yes, protocol is 3 shots to the head. Don't nice. Call the city police. So we didn't, and he wandered on his way.
There you go. So, speaking of bird brains, that takes us to our next section. That's kind of a girl segue, though.
That was. I told you I wasn't sure we should do that one.
Anyways, did you know Bird Brains is our section that we talk about our famous homeschoolers? Because there's been a lot of famous homeschoolers over the years. Some you may know, some you might not know. Today's Bird Brain is...
Beatrix Potter.
Of course, she wrote tons of famous books, children's stories that we probably all read to our kids, created some lovable characters. But what was interesting was that Beatrix Potter didn't think she needed a formal education.
She was homeschooled.
And all throughout her life, she was very interested in plants and animals. And she felt that actually she learned a heck of a lot more from self-study than she did from a textbook, which, you know, as homeschoolers, I think we can agree.
Mm-hmm.
She created characters, lovable characters like Peter Rabbit, Mr. Todd, Benjamin Bunny, Jeremy Fisher, and many others. So our final flap is a quote that comes from Beatrix Potter.
And she said, thank goodness I was never sent to school. It would have rubbed off some of the originality.
Yeah, and she was very original, as are your kids. So don't forget to celebrate your children's originality and make sure you join us on July 18th.
For our Sick of Pancakes lunch.
That's right. We're going to have tacos in a bag. So it's free. So come on down to the Nest at 11:30 on July the 18th for our Sick of Pancakes breakfast. And until then,
so long.
Farewell. Just keep on soaring.
Our feet are both the same.